This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Happy Human Club. I'm Soph Mosca. I'm the host of this podcast, and I missed a week, you guys. I did miss a week, but I can explain the reason that I missed a week, which if you guys haven't been like realizing what I decided my posting schedule was, I am trying to do every other Sunday. But I missed last week because I spent the last almost 2 weeks in New York City for New York Fashion Week. And so I thought it would be fun today to kind of give you guys like a recap of New York Fashion Week, what I did, what I thought of it, what it's really like, all that kind of thing, because it was my first fashion week. And honestly, I always kind of wondered like what fashion week even was. Like I have seen it online and everything, but I wasn't really quite sure, because I feel like you just see like people dressing up really cute and then like tagging brands and you're like, okay, what is fashion week? Like I'm just like confused. Is it like, do you buy tickets for it or like what is it? So I will tell you guys everything that I know from my first year going and just kind of give you like my honest experience. So that is how I'm going to spend this episode. But before we get into it, I just want to quickly plug my social media. So you guys can find me at Soph Mosca on every social media platform except Snapchat is S-O-P-H-E-R-R-R. But besides that, everything is Soph Mosca. I have a Passes. I have a Threads. I actually just started a Goodreads account. I have to like make it better and like make it more updated and perfect. But it's just my name. I think you can just search Soph Mosca. I don't really know how it works, but I will try to link it in the description of this episode. But I do have a Goodreads because I've been reading a ton, you guys, and that's actually something that's on my list of podcast episode ideas. I really want to talk about the books I've read and like give book reviews and things like that. I don't think that's like where I want to, like I don't want to do a YouTube video about that, but I do think that I want to like talk about the books I'm reading because I've been cruising through books, you guys. I don't know what happened. I got the bookworm. I can't stop reading. Yesterday I read like so much. I started The Only One Left by Riley Sager or Sager. I don't know how to pronounce her last name. I started that book like 2 days ago. I'm almost done. I have 100 pages left, but it's almost like 400 pages long. Yesterday I literally sat down and I read from like 4 p.m. I literally read as I ate dinner later on in the night, and I just read all night long until I went to bed around like 11. Like I could not stop reading. That book is so, so good. But this is my 6th book that I've read, or like I'm currently reading it, but it's number 6 since I started reading in like June or July, and I'm so proud of myself, and I'm like enjoying it so much. I have so many books I want to read. I'm like, oh my god, I need to like hurry up and finish this book because I want to read this book and this book and this book, and I've just been really loving it because it just really is the only thing that gets my mind off like everything else. Like, I don't know, I'm not thinking about me or diabetes or, you know, life or my friendships or my relationship. I'm not stressing about this or that. I'm not thinking about work. I'm not scrolling on social media and comparing myself. I'm literally like in my own world. It's so peaceful. Like, it's so peaceful. Me and Augie just cuddle and I just read. I'll drink a coffee, I'll drink a tea, and I just like relax and like slow down. And I feel like that's like kind of a trend in my life overall, is just like slowing down. Like, I have been doing more low impact workouts and I've been just living a slower life. I mean, kind of. I mean, I literally just got back from New York City, but just in general, in like a lot of areas, I've just been slowing down and getting off my phone. And I never could do that before. Like, even when I tried to read, I just was not able to focus on books very long. But I have been able to recently, and it feels really good. And I have just been really loving it. And actually, in my book that I'm reading, the main character, her mom would always tell her, like, as long as you have a book to read, you cannot be lonely. And I, like, for some reason, that really stuck with me. Because I think if you guys have followed me on YouTube or here, like, you'll know a common trend in my life is I just often feel lonely. It's kind of like a chronic feeling inside my brain. I can be surrounded by the best friends and have a really great relationship and be really fortunate and blessed and have all these opportunities, but I just eternally feel really lonely. And I know it's got to be something that developed when I was a kid and just stuck with me. I don't know, but I'm in therapy working through it. But I just like perpetually feel very lonely. And when I read, I think I don't quite feel so lonely because I'm like, oh, I got to go find out like what the characters in my book are doing, you know? And I think like I get a similar feeling with, you know, watching a TV series or something, but there's just something about holding a book. And also, like, when you finish a TV series, it's not rewarding. But when you finish a book, it's so rewarding, like, mentally. And I think because of that, I just have been really loving it. And it's just, like, something I've just been implementing into my life. Not because I feel like I have to. Not because I feel like it's part of my job. Or because I feel like it's going to, you know, get me from point A to point B or help me achieve a goal. It's literally just something I've enjoyed and, like, kind of like a hobby almost. And I guess I don't really have many hobbies because all my hobbies turned into my job. And I'm really, really grateful that that's the case because I never work a day in my life because of how much I love my job and what I do for a living. Like, I would never change that for the world. But, you know, when your hobbies become your job, I should say, it does sort of take away, like, the novelty of it. Like, I used to literally just film myself for myself and not post it anywhere, whatever. And it was like my little hobby. And I still love vlogging so much. It's like my favorite platform. But it's now my job. And so sometimes I'm like, oh, I gotta post a vlog. Like, I gotta vlog today. And it just like adds the stress to it. Same with like taking pictures and everything like that. And again, I'm not complaining because I would never change it. Like, I absolutely love my job and I feel so, so grateful and blessed that I get to do this. But like, it is true, I just don't really have many hobbies. And I haven't been dancing, which I need to get back into because it brings me so, so much joy. But that's like another hobby that I love and I need to implement, but I haven't been doing. And I guess I would consider working out as a hobby, but I mean, I've just been doing that for so long. It's just not like exciting. And I mean, actually, I want to talk more about that at a later date, not this episode, because that's not what it's about. But I actually have been finding like a new rhythm and new routine with my workouts, and it's been really, really nice and inspiring. But that'll be a future episode. Also, you guys, I'm drinking my new obsession from Starbucks. You have to try it. Like, I'm actually forcing you. You all have to try it. It's a venti shaken espresso with oat milk and one pump of pumpkin, one pump of toffee nut. If you're diabetic, I dose for about 20 carbs, in case you're wondering, and you want like a ballpark. But yeah, it's so good. It is so, so good. And I've been getting it like every single day. I'm so obsessed with it. But yeah, I'm drinking that as I record this podcast. But anyways, without further ado, let's hop into New York Fashion Week and what the heck it was really like. So first and foremost, I feel like I have to preface by saying that I am not a New York City girl. I have been to New York City a fair amount just because I grew up in New Hampshire, so it was never too far away, and my family just visited it a fair amount. Or I guess my family, did I go with my family only once? Maybe once or twice as a family, because my brother spent one of his early years of college in a school in New York, and I remember we went for that, and I know that we've like driven to New York a few times, or like, I don't know exactly. Well, we drove to New York every time. I don't know if we only went once or if we went more than once, but I know that as a kid, like I went there for a field trip when I had a French exchange student. We went there, and I've just been to New York a fair amount of times, and I have never really loved it. It's a lot, and I don't know. It's New York City, and as a kid, I thought it was really cool, you know, Times Square and all the lights. And then as I got older and I kind of just like, I don't know, visited New York more, I was like, yeah, I mean, I definitely understand why people love New York City. But for me personally, I just have never been super fond of it. And it's so loud and there's so many people.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When it was super hot, so it was so stinky, and I didn't even go on public transportation. I walked and Ubered everywhere, but I've just heard so many horror stories about the subways nowadays and people. I mean, of course it's a city, so like any city is going to be dangerous, but I've just heard a lot of stories of girls being in danger on the subway. And also the amount of times I was harassed on the streets was insane. Like, I can walk around most places in LA and feel pretty safe, depending on the time of day, obviously. And there's, of course, areas of LA that are very dangerous and that I wouldn't want to be walking around alone. But for the most part, like at least like the populated areas, like I can walk around and feel pretty safe with the occasional guy on the side of the road saying some stuff to me, you know? Or, you know, you'll drive by someone on the side of the road like exposing themselves. But that's a city, you know, it's to be expected. But every single time I left the house or the hotel in New York, I was harassed in some way, shape, or form. And I was scared. I'm like pretty, is steadfast the right word? I don't actually know what that means, but that popped into my head. But I'm like pretty sure of myself. I'm pretty like, I don't often fear for my safety unless it's like middle of the night and it's just like me on the road by myself. You know what I mean? But like if I'm on a street with a bunch of people, like I'm not afraid, because even if something were to happen, like there's so many people around to witness. But I was scared so often in New York. Like, just the people that would catcall you and whatever, they were just a lot in New York City. And I think that says more about the city than the people, if that makes sense. But regardless, that's like a whole different issue. It was just, I just didn't feel safe in a lot of places. And I was in a lot of different areas. And every single place I went, besides like, I don't even know where I was half the time. When I was in like FIDI, I didn't feel very unsafe. But besides that, I just like didn't feel safe in most places. And I don't know, it was just like a lot. Like, I just felt like I couldn't leave the hotel without just feeling like very overwhelmed. And I mean, I guess that is just New York City, you know, like that's what people love about it. But for me, like, LA is like the perfect amount of city for me. So is Boston. It's like a city, but not, well, there are parts of LA that are a lot, but like, it's just a good, it's like my, what I like in a city versus New York is like very city. Like, that is the city of all cities. And it's just too much for me personally. So that's like my, you know, my preface, because my experience with New York Fashion Week obviously has a lot to do with what the heck I think about New York, you know? But anyways, so I went there with not too many things for me to do. I had planned to go to a Sherry Hill fashion show, and I got invited into Mario Badescu to get a facial, which wasn't really part of Fashion Week, but a lot of just brands in the area will like have influencers come in during Fashion Week because like we're all there. And what else? There's like a few other events, and then I ended up going to the Fossil event with my girlfriend and the YSL event with my girlfriend, and a Hugo Boss dinner, just like a few things. So I went to like a good amount of things. A lot of them were like cocktail hours, which I feel like I need to explain. So a lot of times, like if you hear an influencer say like, oh, I'm going to an event tonight, usually an event is a brand holds like a cocktail hour of sorts, or like a dinner. And it's pretty much just they rent out an area of maybe like a bar or a restaurant, or like those event like places that are specifically for events, you know, that you can rent out, like banquet hall vibes. And there'll be free drinks, there'll be free like hors d'oeuvres and music, and it's basically just networking. Sometimes the brand will like have a messenger bring you like clothing from the brand to wear that night, or they'll mail it to you, or sometimes they don't dress you at all and you just go to the event. It's kind of implied you take some pictures and post them, and there's usually like a photo booth or something, and you get drinks, you talk to some people, you mingle, you get your pictures, and then usually on the way out there's some sort of goodie bag of sorts. So that's like what an event is. So there was a lot of those, and then the dinners are just literally dinners. Like a brand will host formal dinners where they have a few tables and they invite a bunch of people, and it's usually like set meals, so they'll just bring out the food and just talk again, very like socializing, mingly, networking type vibes. And then there are more like events where you go in and they'll have you like shop around, and it's like, I don't know, very specific. They want you to like show their new pieces or things like that. And then there's fashion shows, which is what it sounds. You go, you sit down, and you watch the models come out on the runway and all the different outfits and whatever. And then there's presentations, which are, you walk in and there's like all the new pieces are kind of set up on models or just set out in general, and you can just like, you get a preview of what the newest collection is going to be. It's essentially a runway, except no one's like walking down the runway. But like Alice and Olivia, I ended up not being able to get into that event, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But like they had, I saw videos from inside, and they had their models like just standing in different areas wearing the outfits, like kind of posing the whole time, but they weren't like walking down the runway, if that makes sense. So that's sort of like what the different options for, you know, what an event could be. And that's sort of what makes up Fashion Week. And a lot of times if you're getting invited to a runway or something, the brand will want you to wear their clothing to the runway. So for example, for the Sherry Hill show that I got invited to, I went in for what they call a fitting. And basically you go in and there's like a bunch of clothing from the brand, and you pick out what you want and you basically take it home. Sometimes the brand lets you keep it, sometimes you have to return it afterwards. So, and usually how that works is a messenger will come and pick it up from you and they give it back to the brand. So anyways, that is what Fashion Week is made up of. So no, it's not like, you don't like buy tickets for like Fashion Week as a whole and then like you go to whatever Fashion Week is. It's, you just exist and you get brands that reach out to you asking if you want to go to their show or into their store or to their cocktail hour, to their release party, whatever it is. and you say yes or no and you go. And so that is how it works. So I started out the week with Fossil and YSL, which those were both more like cocktail hour type things. That was really fun. And then I went to, or before that actually, I got fitted for Sherry Hill and I got to pick out this beautiful red dress. If you guys saw my Instagram post, it was like the cutest thing ever. But I will say, like, comparing New York events, or at the very least the events during Fashion Week, to events in LA, they are actually rather different. And I think, okay, in LA, this is my personal opinion, so maybe people have, you know, opposite opinions to me, I don't know, but I find that in New York, the events are a lot more serious and honestly really intimidating versus in LA. I think people in LA in general are just like, they walk at a slower speed, you know, and things aren't as like intense. And in New York, I feel like everyone is just so like, I don't know, just so, it's just so formal almost. Everything in New York is like so official, so formal, so just like intimidating and serious. And in LA, there's like a fun, like flirtiness, like casual vibe to all the events. Even when there's like, okay, let me compare my two YSL events. I went to a YSL event in Malibu, California, and I went to a YSL event in New York. Both were really, really fun, by the way. But in New York, it was, and of course they were like, the events were four different things, so obviously they're gonna like have different vibes depending, like, because it's like fits the vibe of, you know, whatever they're releasing or whatever the event is for. But in New York, it was at like a dark club, it was at night, it was, there was loud music, and it was just like a very club, like serious, intense setting. But it did match the release, so that makes sense. But in Malibu, when I went, it was like, it was on the water and there was like a little pool and there was a photo booth and it was like very airy and not as many people were there. And it was during like sunset hour type thing. It was just like a lot more chill, even though it was like the same company. Like, I don't know. It's, that's just like one example. And I'm sure it has a lot to do with like, they were literally releasing this fragrance in New York that's like dark, you know, like it's like has this like dark essence to it, so like it makes sense why they had that event. It fit perfectly. But it, that's just like one example of what I mean, where things are just so intense in New York and everyone is so serious and everything is so go go go. And in LA, it's just not quite like that. And you know what, I don't know if it's just that in LA, like, it's just so infiltrated by influencers that maybe that's why it's not quite as like serious and intense, because like there, I don't know, I feel like in New York, you have like a lot of actors at these events and you have a lot of like celebrity-y type people. Maybe it's just because it was like Fashion Week. But then in LA, like, yeah, of course there are actors and celebrities at events once in a while, or, you know, a lot, but not like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. It's like just a vibe. But in LA, I feel like there's just a lot of like, well, a lot of influencers infiltrating the events. But also, I will say, I see the same people over and over again in LA. And I feel like that's probably the case normally in New York, but because it was Fashion Week, I feel like there's so many more people. But in New York, I just, like, there was no familiar faces besides, like, people I've seen online. I don't know. And maybe that is just because, like, in LA, like, I go to the events with all the same people over and over again. And then in New York, like, I don't live there, so that's not the case. Maybe for people who live there, it is the case. I don't know. It's just like a vibe. Events I just find are more, they're just more chill in LA and not so like intense and serious. And yeah, so it was just like, it was just a lot. Like every event just felt like a lot in New York. And then there was the Alice and Olivia event, which I guess that's my bad, because I think at some point they stopped letting people in, which wasn't like, there wasn't like, oh, the presentation starts at this time, so you need to be there at that time. Like for the Sherry Hill show, like it started at 6, so you needed to be there for 6 o'clock because that's when the runway starts. But like for the Alice and Olivia event, it wasn't like made clear, at least to me, that, and definitely other people, because there was a huge line outside. But basically, they stopped letting people in at one point and then didn't really communicate it, at least to the end of the line. And then we were all just like waiting out there. And then eventually people came out and were like, oh, it's over, like whatever. So I never ended up getting in, me and like a whole huge line of people. So that was like, I mean, it really didn't matter. And I get it. Like, they probably reached capacity. So like, what were they going to do? I'm not like blaming the brand or anything, but that was crazy and just shows you like how many people there were. And it was just like a lot. Like, everything was just a lot. And maybe that's just Fashion Week and it's not normally like that at New York events. I don't know, but it was just interesting. But the Sherry Hill show was great. I loved it. Mm-hmm. It was super cool. You went in and you just sat down in your seat. Everything was labeled and we just watched the runway of all the pretty dresses come out and they were beautiful. And then there was a cocktail hour afterwards, which I tried to stay and mingle and push myself out of the comfort zone, but I didn't know anyone, so I like left because it's just so awkward. That's like another thing, going to those events alone is painful. It is painfully awkward because you are forced to small talk with literally anyone you can find, and it's just not fun. Like, I'm very outgoing and I can talk to strangers, but they are painful, you guys. It's so painful, especially because most people go to events with someone. So when you go alone, you feel very alone and there's no one there to help you take pictures. There's no one there to talk to. There's just, it's just a lot. It's just a lot. And again, I don't know if it's because it was Fashion Week or because this is how it is in New York, but I feel like, so I went to an event alone in LA and it's like people saw I was alone and then made an effort to come talk to me. Like, people were just talking, very social. When I was alone in New York, no one was looking at me. No one was talking to me. Like, no one cared to entertain me. Not that they had to, but I just felt very welcomed when I was at an event alone in LA, even though it was super awkward. But in New York, like, no one cared. No one batted an eye. I feel like everyone just fends for themselves a lot. And I also feel like this is an interesting perspective because I think people talk down on LA a lot and talk a lot of shit about, like, LA and the people in LA and whatever. And while I will say, like, yes, 100%, people here are very transactional. They're very, like, I'm here to take my pictures and do what benefits me and go. Like, that is how people are here. But also, I just feel like people are friendlier here than they were in New York. I really do. It's just, like, the vibe. And I'm actually talking in general, but I'm also talking about, like, the influencers I met. Like, I just feel like people are friendlier in LA. I don't know what it is. And, like, it's not to say I don't meet, like, interesting people where I'm like, okay, you're not, like, super outgoing and nice to talk to in LA. Like, of course. I don't think there's, like, you don't go and meet, like, all these quality people at every event you go to here. But I don't know, you guys. It's just the vibe. It's just the vibe. So as the 2 weeks progressed in New York, I just found myself just getting like more and more just like kind of like frustrated and cold almost, just because everything was overwhelming. Like, the events were overwhelming. Getting to the events was overwhelming because of the transportation issues and like traffic and all that. And the mingling was like stressful because no one really, it was just, people were really hard to talk to, I found. And like, things were just overwhelming, like everything. And everything is expensive and everything is like a whole process to get, whether it be food or coffee or whatever. Like, everything just was so much, just so overwhelming. And it was just a lot. And by the end of the week, I was like, get me out of here. Get me out of here. Like, I, of course, am so, so grateful for every opportunity I had in New York and all the events I got to go to. And like, I will absolutely go back to Fashion Week again. Like, I'm not trying to say it was like not worth it. It was totally worth it. And I actually did really enjoy my time. It was super duper fun. Like, overall, the events, like, it was a good experience, you know, but it just was overwhelming. But not to say it wasn't fun. It was just a lot. and interesting. Like, that's a good word for it. It was just interesting to experience. But how, okay, overall, I would rate my first New York Fashion Week a 6 or a 7. Because I think it's really easy to feel like a small fish in a large pond in New York. And while it's also very easy to feel that way in LA, I don't know. I just don't feel as much like that here. But in New York, for sure. And it's just, I just didn't really know what Fashion Week was. And it's literally just a bunch of events. Okay, the reason I'm giving it a 6 is because Fashion Week is kind of no different than just like normal events you go to as an influencer, except they're just back to back to back to back to back. So it's like midterm week for influencers. Like it's like, it's like the same homework and tests that you normally have, but back to back to back to back, you know? And it's just a lot. And I'm glad it's only a few times a year because it's a lot. But I will definitely be going back, and I would love to go to like more and more fashion shows. I feel like that was what was really fun. But I went into it with no expectations, and I also went into it like aware that there was going to be a lot of people there who are really super successful and going to like all these really, really cool things. And I was not going to be going to, you know, the really, really cool things that I like dream of and things like that. And I personally didn't feel this way because I went into it with that mindset, but I've heard a lot of people say how it's easy to compare yourself during Fashion Week because it's like, oh, like all my friends got this invite, but I didn't. And like this person's getting styled for this event, but I'm not. And I can see how it can get like very competitive and just very high school and just very like yucky, like mean girl vibes. I didn't experience that. But I'm sure, like, if I, you know, had more of, like, a group of influencer friends type of thing, it would be easier to compare myself. Or if I felt like I was on, like, the same playing field or, like, same level as another influencer and they got invited to more things, like, maybe I'd feel that way. I mean, of course, like, it's natural. There are, like, some things where I'm like, dang, I wonder why I didn't get invited to that or whatever. But it's just, like, it just is what it is. And it's kind of just business. And I really try not to be envious or jealous, because it's just not good. It doesn't get you anywhere. That's something that my mom always kind of installed in me. Like, it's not cute to be jealous. It's not a good quality to be envious. Like, it's not good. It doesn't feel good for you. It serves no purpose. It's not productive. Like, being envious, being jealous, it's just yucky. Like, it's not a good look, and you're not going to get anywhere feeling that way. So I really like didn't feel that way, but also if I ever do start to feel that way in general, I kind of try to remind myself, like, envy and jealousy are really gross green emotions, and they're just not cute, and they're not going to get me anywhere. I might as well be happy for others, and I probably will get further in life. But yeah, that was like how I felt about New York Fashion Week. It was really, really cool to see, though. And I'm so thankful that I did get the opportunities that I got. And, you know, it's more than I got all the years before. It's my first Fashion Week. Like, that's kind of a huge deal. And I am really proud of myself for the outfits I put together and for even getting the opportunities that I did get. Like, it's a huge win for me. And it was just a really special moment in my career. So even though I don't love New York and Fashion Week wasn't, like, anything crazy spectacular or whatever, it was really cool. And it just gave me a lot of things to kind of aspire towards. And, you know, a lot of really cool, inspiring people were like surrounding me, and I could just sort of like look up to them and be like, okay, like that's my motivation to like do this or that. It was cool. It was a really, really awesome experience, and I will 100% want to do it again. But I'm also glad it's over because it was a lot. And it also, just being in New York, I found myself being like, oh my God, I want to go home to LA. Like, I miss LA. And that was a good sign, because obviously I do miss Florida and I do miss my friends in Florida, like you wouldn't even believe. But it was nice that while I was in New York, I was like, oh my God, I miss LA. Like, get me to LA right now. And I just really do love LA and living here. So it was just a good like perspective switch type thing. And I was like, never say never, but I'm never moving to New York. Like, I just cannot ever see myself in New York. And people were like, girl, you said this about LA. And that's so true. Like, I can't even make an argument. I absolutely did say that about LA. So if I ever find myself living in New York, I just know I've gone through a big mental shift or something, because I could never see myself living there. It was just not for me. But Fashion Week was super cool and interesting for sure. But that is my Fashion Week recap. I know it was nothing like revolutionary, but I hope that you guys enjoyed listening, and I hope you guys learned a little bit something about Fashion Week and what it is, because I know I've always been like, what the heck is Fashion Week? Like, no one ever explains it, you know? But I love you all so much. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and I will talk to you so super soon in the next one. Bye.